The following program may contain subject matter intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Good evening and welcome to Lear's Music Spotlight, where we spotlight all the great bands and artists that perform at the legendary Lear's Tavern, located in Woodhaven, Queens, New York. My name is Chris Piccioni, and I'm pleased to announce my guest for tonight, a good friend of mine and great musician, has performed at Lear's several times, and we'll be doing so again in a couple of weeks. Great New York City singer-songwriter, guitar player, devoted to the preservation of the spirit of American roots music. Where have I heard that before?
Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please meet Bob Petroselli. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
All right, excellent. Thank you for giving us your time tonight.
No, thanks for having me.
Great. And, you know, Bob will be playing here with his band on Saturday, February 11th here at Lear's Tavern. Let's just talk a little bit, Bob, about your music.
Sure.
You know, how'd you get started? What kind of how would you describe your sound?
Well, with the trio, it's primarily blues based, with other influences also, you know, as part of it. Hmm. I would say everything from early rock and roll through classic blues, Memphis soul. New Orleans R&B, definitely. Mm. You know, those would be the primary elements, I think, in this band.
Yeah. You know, on this show in the past, I've part of my ongoing discussion on this program is we talk about the, you know, the history and the evolution of rock music and definitely, you know, had those roots down in the South, in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and the Mississippi Delta. And,
right.
You know, all of those musical forms of blues, R&B, gospel, Memphis soul, all of those coming together to form what we, mm-hmm. you know, now call rock and roll. So I thought it'd be interesting. Maybe we can compare and contrast, you know, some of your influences with the material you're writing, and we can demonstrate for the audience where these sounds come from.
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, we got a couple of tracks coming up. I'm going to play for you. This is an influence on the Bob Petroselli sound. This song called Smokey.
Smokey, yeah. That was done by the Bill Black combo. Bill mm-hmm. Black was Elvis's bass player up until the time he was drafted.
Okay.
When Elvis went into the Army, Bill Black started putting out these instrumentals.
Ah.
And it seemed at the time, it seemed like every 3 or 4 weeks he had another one out. I think this was the one that charted the highest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very simple, straightforward, very, you know, held back through
this,
the whole
This
group.
Is the late 50s after Elvis joined the Army.
Yes.
He really wasn't putting anything out until...
Right. Yeah, this was during that whole...
Until the whole Hollywood
back.
Thing
yeah,
took off.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
By which time he stopped really, you know, putting anything out,
mm-hmm.
cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Smokey, and you're listening to Lear's Music Spotlight. Was Smokey by Bill Black, and so what about the sound informs you, the music that you write, Bob?
Okay, towards the end of the recording of the Shanghai Shuffle CD, we were still a couple songs short,
hmm.
and I thought it'd be a great idea to do just an instrumental blues shuffle. with a very minimalist kind of approach.
Yeah.
So came up with this tune, Shanghai Shuffle, which is really, the whole melody is four notes. But it's a very similar groove to what you just heard from Bill Black's Gombo.
Great. All right, so we're gonna check out the title track from Bob Petrocelli's CD, Shanghai Shuffle, right here on New Year's Music Spotlight. That was Shanghai Shuffle from the disc of the same name by the Bob Petrocelli Band. And Bob Petrocelli is my guest tonight here on New Year's Music Spotlight. And we're talking music, we're talking influences. And how you got started. We were talking about some of your influences and how you got to where you are today. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a long story. Sad at times. But, okay, I started pretty much, I guess the first influence was the real early first rock and roll stuff. I was a little kid at the time. I had a teenage sister, so I was exposed to it.
Right.
Started playing guitar around 1961 and was gigging within like a year and a half of that. You know, teenage dances and stuff like that, and just kind of evolved. Got into the blues very early on, by the mid-60s, you know, at the time that Paul Butterfield was popular.
Sure.
You know, I got into Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, people like that back then. And just kept playing as much as I could, you know, doing jam band stuff. Interestingly enough, Tom Santinicita, our bass player, he and I go back to around 1967, 1968.
Yeah.
We were playing like jam band type stuff back then.
Before it was trendy to be jam band.
I think it's really cool and kind of funny that we're back together after all of these years.
That's great.
You know?
That's great. We're going to, let's talk about some of your current you have a current project, the Bob Petrocelli Band.
That's the main thrust right now. Yeah, we're working on getting the next CD done, hopefully by midsummer. I'd like to have it out. You know, what we have here tonight on that is my home demos of the songs.
And you mentioned Tom Santinicita, your bass player.
Right.
Your drummer.
Dave Clive,
who was actually a guest on our show last week, and he performed here at Nears with his New Orleans funk band. I guess there's a little crossover there in the styles.
And some of the material actually that we're still playing with this group actually came out of the New Orleans funk band, you know, when I was working with him in that.
Right.
And it goes back a few years.
Great stuff. And actually, you and I have had the pleasure of working together.
That's true.
In another project with.
That was like just at the point that Shanghai Shuffle was seeing the light of day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were both working with a Robert Charles band.
That's right. Robert Charles. And so now basically your current project is just a trio, you.
After the CD came out, initially I was working 4 and 5 pieces, you know, with a keyboard, a couple different keyboard players, and a harmonica player.
Right.
But just because of the logistics of booking gigs and trying to keep everybody on the same page, over time it kind of got whittled down to just the core trio, which has been working out very well. We've been doing that for about a year now.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, you will get to see this core trio in a couple of weeks on the 11th of February at Nears Tavern. We're going to take a quick break now, and we'll be back with more music and more interesting conversation here on Nears Music Spotlight.
Listening to the voice of Rob L.A. and the soul of Rob L.A. I used to be a white man, now I'm a black man. Listen at midnight every night on GothamRadio.com, and there will be a surprise.
Straight going my way.
This is the real Jimmy Young, and you are listening to GothamRadio.com. Yeah.
Tune in to the Jeff Lorber Radio Hour every weekday night at 11 p.m. with Stars Bellini Cooper.
Not ready for satellite radio players, Stars, and myself, the Lorb Show.
And we're back with Nears Music Spotlight. I'm Chris Piccioni, and my guest tonight is Bob Petrocelli from the band of the same name. And Bob will be performing on February 11th here at the legendary Nears Tavern. Which is located in Woodhaven, Queens, New York. Very historic, very old. The oldest tavern in all of New York, if not in the country. For more information, you can check out nearstavern.com. And Bob and I have been talking music. We've been playing music, and I guess your sound is a mixture of all these different influences we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. New Orleans R&B. Delta blues, Chicago, Texas, Memphis, the Memphis soul, little funk going on there, all in the great stew we call rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yep. We were talking about some other less obvious influences too, about the gamelan music.
Well, that not so much in this project, but in some of the other stuff that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. In addition to the band, I also have several music library contracts where I'm producing stuff at home, submitting it to these libraries for placements in film and TV. And this is pretty much me just with all the machines around and whatever comes out. So there's some South American influence stuff. There's some Indonesian influence stuff. There's a lot of R&B and blues stuff, rock stuff, you know. Just pretty much whatever happens, right. You know.
That's
you start
right.
off with like one part and it just takes on a life of its own.
You're like a mad scientist,
right.
You know.
Right.
Whatever happens.
Right. One other thing I'd like to mention real quick. This should be out by the end of February. I did a CD. We recorded it this past year with a group called Collector. It's an instrumental group. I guess you'd call it jazz for want of a better word. It's really kind of like free jazz mixed with Afrobeat kind of stuff. The sax player from the group lived in Zimbabwe for about 6 years, came back here with all of these African kind of influences.
Right.
So that should be out within the next month.
Oh, great. Yeah, maybe we can check some of that out on a future
I wish
episode.
I was waiting for it. I didn't get it in time for tonight. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's all right. There's always next time. but for now, let's continue our conversation
sure.
with, I guess, the sound of your current project, the Bob mm-hmm. Petrocelli Band,
okay.
With Dave Clive on drums and Tom Santacito on bass.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do a little compare-contrast like we did in the first segment.
Okay, this brings us up to about 1963 now.
Okay.
Lonnie Mack, who is still around today, stupendous blues rock guitar player, way ahead of his time. This is an instrumental which Stevie Ray Vaughan also covered later on.
Uh-huh.
And the song from Shanghai Shuffle that we're going to play, Hey Shalina, is kind of a similar guitar approach to that.
I see. Okay. For now, let's listen to the great Lonnie Mack with the song Wham! Right here on Near's Music Spotlight.
Thank you.
All right, that was the great Lonnie Mack with Wham, and you're listening to New Year's Music Spotlight. I'm Chris Piccioni, and my guest here is Bob Petroselli, and we're talking music. Lonnie Mack, one of the musical influence we've been discussing here on the sound of your current project, the Bob Petroselli Band. And we're gonna play another track here, which I guess will demonstrate what you got from that previous song.
Well, I think you'll hear a little similarity in the guitar sound on this,
and
the approach.
Okay, this is another track from Bob Petroselli's CD titled Shanghai Shuffle. This song is called Hey Shalina, right here on Music Spotlight.
Girl, the way you treat me,
Shalina, you're listening to New Year's Music Spotlight. And who is Shalina? Is this based on a true story or?
No, not really a true story. But I had, when I was still working a day job, going back a few years, I had a girl working for me named Shalina. I thought, what a great name. It sounds like it belongs in like a blues song.
It's an unusual name.
Yeah. So, you know, I basically said, you know, Shalina, I got to use your name in a song. So she said, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Sure. You know where to send the royalty check.
Yeah, right. So anyhow, we wound up doing two songs on the Shanghai Shuffle CD, with stories about Shalina.
Right.
So there was that one, and then there was Shalina's Rose Tattoo, which is kind of a New Orleans second line thing that we do.
Did you ever get her feedback? Did she approve?
Oh, yeah. I had left the job since then, but I did run into her one day after that, and I actually gave her a copy of the CD, and she was cool with it.
Cool. Hey, Shalina, on the Shanghai Shuffle CD from the Bob Petrocelli Band, if people want to pick up the CD, are there any outlets for them to?
Oh, yes. CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, pretty much you name it in terms of online outlets. You just Google Bob Petrocelli or Shanghai Shuffle, and you'll find it.
This album, Shanghai Shuffle, has been circulating for a bit, and
yeah, we released this the last half of 2008, which is why we're working towards getting another one out now. It's been a little bit of a time lag here.
Right. Well, we're going to hear more selections from the Shanghai Shuffle CD, as well as some new material, and coming up next on Near's Music Spotlight.
Hi, this is Jim Moran.
My name is Danny Keene.
And every night, daily, 10 p.m. on GothamRadio.com is the Bluesology Radio program, where we discuss and play the blues for you.
It's the most fun you can have with your pants on.
That's right. Every night, daily, new show once a week. Every week, the show changes. So tune in to GothamRadio.com, the newest idea in radio.
This is Sal Wheeler at GothamRadio.com with the Caribbean Classics every day at 7 p.m.
Right, this is Near's Music Spotlight. I'm Chris Piccioni, and my guest tonight is Bob Petrocelli, and we're talking music. And we've been talking about some of the influences on your sound, the early rock and roll, the blues, R&B, and I'm getting into a particular favorite of mine, the Memphis soul sound. I guess Stax Records, the Memphis soul. Can we talk a little bit about that?
And, sure. The thing that I love about the Stax stuff in particular, there isn't a wasted note anywhere. Everybody is always, you always have that sense that everybody's just holding back. you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like really tight.
Well, you had that great house band, basically it was
Booker T and the MGs and the Memphis Horns.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right. In fact, this track that we're going to play, it's an Albert King track, with those people behind him. So we get both worlds here. We get the blues and we get the Memphis R&B all wrapped up into one package.
Right. You know, my show is one of, I think, four or five music programs we do on Gotham mm-hmm. Radio, and there's a lot of crossover here. I got my buddy Jim Moran hosts a show about the history of the blues.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Jimmy Young does a show about the history of R&B.
Right.
One of his recent episodes was the history of Stax Records. Mm-hmm. So it all ties in, folks. If you're listening to Gotham Radio,
it's hard to compartmentalize. It really is. You wind up crossing those lines.
You can't really pigeonhole something because it's all that great stew of music, you know, mm-hmm. as we said earlier. All right, we're going to hear a track now, another influential track. This is the great Albert King, backed up by that Stax House Band, Wrapped Up in Love Again, right here on Near's Music Spotlight.
I'm wrapped up in love again. Now, yeah, I'm wrapped up in love again. You say you don't want to marry me. You'd bring it to the bed, and if I feel bad now, you'd be there to rub my aching head. Yeah, I'm wrapped up in love again. Yeah, you say you don't want to marry me. Look, all you just want to be my friend.
Wrapped Up in Love Again by the great Albert King, right here on Near's Music Spotlight. We're talking with Bob Petrocelli, and we're having a great conversation about music and all the different sounds that inform the music of the Bob Petrocelli Band. And you know, we've been highlighting some of the songs from Bob's Shanghai Shuffle album, but you got another album here, as yet unreleased,
correct,
some new material. And I guess this one song in particular sort of pays homage to that Memphis soul sound.
I think it's got kind of that vibe a little bit, yeah.
And we're going to listen now to Sweet Cymbal Song. This is a brand new track from Bob Petrocelli.
Yes.
A sweet, simple song, if there ever was one, and appropriately enough, since the title of that song was Sweet, Simple Song, from Bob Petroselli and his band. You're listening to Near's Music Spotlight, and Bob is my guest here tonight. And
can I issue a disclaimer at this point?
A disclaimer. Look out, folks.
That last tune, that was not the band, okay? That was my song demo for the next CD.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to be clear on that.
Okay. Well, you're playing on all those tracks? Or,
yeah.
Bob Petroselli, Renaissance man, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist. You're just doing it all.
I just push buttons.
Stylistically, does this is this a departure from your previous work?
Well, yeah, I think three to three and a half years have gone by. Songs were written at different times. I think the influences are a little different. Last time around, I think what we did was more a cross-section of different blues styles. There was one review somewhere in Europe, I think it was a French review, that basically highlighted that. They said there's Delta influence here, there's Chicago influence here, you know,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. Here, I think we're a little bit more diverse this time around.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not quite as blues centric. Yeah, there are a couple 12-bar blues or 8-bar blues on here, but the structures are a little different.
Right, right. I like the vocal part in this song. It lends itself well to harmony.
Yeah, when we get to put some other voices on top, that'll
absolutely
be nice.
That'll be nice. Yeah. How many songs are on this yet to be released?
Right now, I have a pool of 11.
Uh-huh. I guess you're still in like the final post-production.
I think we're close. Yeah. You know, there's one I'm not sure fits in with the rest of the collection, but time will tell. You know, if we have to bang out one or two more, we'll do that as the process unfolds.
Oh, we certainly appreciate you your debuting this material on our program.
Well, and thank you for letting me.
It's our pleasure. Great music, and we're going to take care of a little business here, and we'll be back with more of the Near's Music Spotlight.
Tune in every night at 11 p.m. for the Jeff Lorber Radio Hour on Gotham Radio.
Can you smile? I can tell we know each other.
Hi, I'm Evie. Well,
and I'm True.
This is Lay It on the Line with Evie. We're here every night at
8 p.m.
on Gotham Radio.
Listen, damn it.
I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm...
You're listening to Gotham Radio.
Yeah, this is the real Jimmy Young. And please, tune in. Check out my show, The History of R&B Music, every night, 9 p.m., right here on Gotham Radio. Be here or be square.
Back at the Near's Music Spotlight, I'm Chris Piccioni. I got Bob Petroselli in the studio with me, and we've just been talking about music, great music. Your album, Shanghai Shuffle, which came out about three years ago?
2008, yeah. It was towards the end of 2008.
How many tracks are on that? That's
11 or 12.
Yeah, yeah. There's one song in particular that has an interesting background story to it. I guess it was around the time of, you know, the terrible hurricane incident in New Orleans, Katrina, just, you know, beautiful city, just virtually destroyed, and You want to tell us a little bit about what the song is?
Yeah, Gulf Coast Blues. That song came about when I ran into a guy who I used to play with years ago, great harmonica player, who wound up in New Orleans pretty much homeless and busking in the French Quarter and was there when the hurricane hit. I saw him, I guess it was maybe 5-6 months later, and he was telling me the story how he wound up in the Superdome. And then he was bussed from there over to Texas, and then from Texas over to the West Coast. And, you know, at the time, you were hearing all these other horror stories, too. So it just kind of led to me writing this song. So it's a combination of his story along with just, you know, the general situation that people were dealing with at that time.
Mm-hmm. And did this get acclaim at all in any of the reviews?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did submit this to the Billboard World Song Contest that year. I think it was the 15th annual Billboard World Song Writing Contest, something like that. And we did receive honorable mention for this one. So great. A nice little certificate, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's good. Yeah, we're going to check it out from another song from the Shanghai Shuffle CD. This song is Gulf Coast Blues, telling the story of survival against all odds. And you're listening to New Year's Music Spotlight.
Down in New Orleans, you know it's a sin, you know it's a shame. Down in New Orleans, you know it's a sin, you know it's a shame. Down in New Orleans,
Gulf Coast Blues by Bob Petrocelli here on New Year's Music Spotlight. And Bob is my guest here in the studio tonight. The Bob Petrocelli Band will be performing live at New Year's Tavern on Saturday, February the 11th. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. And you'll be playing selections from the Shanghai Shuffle CD, as well as some new stuff, we hope.
I think so, yeah.
And maybe a song or two you might be familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We usually work in a couple of them, too.
Excellent, excellent. So in addition, I think we had spoken briefly in one of the earlier segments about some of the other projects you're involved in, mm-hmm. Beside the core band.
Right.
Do you want to mention anything new about the new projects that you're?
Well, did we mention Collector?
That was sort of like the instrumental jazz.
Yes. Okay. We mentioned that.
That was the jazz Afro.
That's correct.
Yeah,
and that should be out within a couple of weeks. That should be available. Name of the group is Collector. Name of the CD will be Shupikai, which is I'm not sure what language it is, but it's African for best of luck or something along those lines.
Oh, Shupikai to you too, and, yep. and everyone else out there. Will you be performing with that group?
Well, we're a little bit challenged on a couple fronts with that group. One is everybody's schedules. The drummer is Little Anthony and Imperials, touring drummer, so he's always busy. The sax player, who is one of the principals, is located in Florida. And there are also a couple people having health issues right now. But the plan is, once it's out and everybody's back on their feet again, we may actually have some European festival work, in the works for that.
Terrific.
Nothing at this point, nothing guaranteed, nothing, written in stone, but mm-hmm. there's some work going on behind the scenes to hook that up.
It sounds like you got some logistics there to figure out first.
Yeah, there are.
Before it goes out. We look forward to checking that out. I hope you'll put Nears on your itinerary at some point with that project.
Love to.
Look forward to hearing that. The Bob Petrocelli Band, in addition to your upcoming show here at Nears, are you guys appearing anywhere else?
Yeah. We've been playing at Wicked Willie's down on Bleecker Street. We're there usually at least once a month, sometimes twice a month on Saturdays. Here we go. We'll be there after Nears. We'll be there on March 24th. March 30th will be at Thai Rock in the Rockaways. Uh-huh. Then back at Wicked Willie's monthly up until June. I'm booked, from here until then. And we're working on some other stuff right now. But getting out and gigging hasn't been like the primary focus for the last couple months. It's really been more getting the songs written and getting the logistics together to do the next CD.
Getting the new material up and running. That's
but hopefully there'll be some music series and maybe a couple small festivals as the weather gets a little warmer. Yeah.
Well, we certainly look forward to hearing the fruits of your labors down the line. And if people want to keep track of your musical endeavors, how would they do that?
Best place would be www.bobpetrocelli.com. Everything is there, and links to where the CDs can be purchased. There's a calendar there. Probably have a link to this podcast there.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever business is revolving around the music, it'll be there.
All the band business.
That's correct.
And you'll be able to get this show on your website too. This will be on our archive page on Gotham Radio.
Yeah. So. I saw Dave's hold it down.
Yeah. You've been listening to Bob Petrocelli, and this is Nears Music Spotlight. We're going to go out with one of his new tunes from the as-yet-unreleased CD. This one is titled Twisted Road.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the more straight blues pieces that we do.
All right. Way to go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Nears Music Spotlight. I'm Chris Piccioni, and we'll see you next week.
One day you might be married with a couple of children. Around the next bend, you don't.
Come down to the open mic every Tuesday night at Near's Tavern at 8 p.m. Be there.
This is Bill Clinton.
Hi, I'm Al Gore.
And you're listening to our favorite radio program in the whole world, Bluesology.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
On GothamRadio.com, 10 p.m. daily, new show added every week. Stick around if you like the blues, that is.
Yeah.
Tune in every night at 11 p.m. for the Jeff Lorber Radio Hour on Gotham Radio.
This is Drew from Lay It on the Line with Evie. Please listen every day at 8 p.m. on Gotham Radio.
All shows on Gotham Radio are for entertainment and general information purposes only. Gotham Radio does not recommend, endorse, or condone any information, advice, or actions projected by their shows and their hosts. Gotham Radio does not put restrictions on what their show hosts may and may not say on the air. Therefore, some subject matter and topics may be intended for mature audiences only. Views and opinions expressed by show hosts are their views only, and do not express the views of Gotham Radio.